This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome.
So blue.
It's the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And
Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
The bright
blessing. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got a couple hours left in the show. We do everything here we can to help you out. Think spring and answer gardening questions. We're joined now from CN, from Wild Delight, with some great information of what we can be doing and thinking spring like we've been thinking about all day with your birds. Good morning, CN.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm doing great. We're warming up compared to what it was the other day, although I just took the dog out and I am freezing, and it's not even that as cold as it was. Just by taking the dog out real quick, I have a blanket on now. I'm a little cold.
Oh my.
But anyways, let's think
the
warm.
The weather is a changing, though.
It definitely is. Now let's start thinking warm and spring.
Spring's the word. I'm telling you, I had something exciting happen yesterday. I went out early to fill my feeders, and I noticed it was rather loud out at that time of the morning. And it turned out at the end of the lake over the dam in the marsh areas, I heard red-winged blackbirds.
That's awesome.
That's exciting. They're one of the first migratory birds to actually come back. And I was just like, isn't it a little early for them? I usually don't start hearing them until, like, you know, mid-March. So things are changing. Maybe Punxsutawney Phil is correct with his prediction of an early spring.
Let's hope that's the case because, we had one day of warm weather and I've had enough already. Of cold weather, excuse me.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to admit that this entire winter has not been a bad winter. I'm just worried we're going to get one of those late season snowstorms just to remind us.
But we don't talk about those things.
I know, but it's a hopeful sign that, to hear the red-winged blackbirds back. I mean, I did a seminar last Saturday, and the woman told me down in Central Jersey, she said she saw them in her yard. So, birds are a good prognosticator of the weather as well. So we might be seeing in an early spring, like Punxsutawney Phil says. So that's got me in the mind that, it's time for our spring cleaning maintenance of our birding area. And that includes cleaning our feeders. We should be cleaning our feeders on a regular basis. It does get harder in the wintertime, because usually I like to do that outside in a big bucket and I had someone tell me they were using bleach on their feeders, and that just made me cringe. I'm not a fan of bleach because I don't feel bleach actually rinses cleanly enough, and it's a chemical. So I use white vinegar on all my feeders. It's natural. It really rinses well. So I don't have to, even if it doesn't, I don't have to really worry about a toxic chemical on my feeders. White vinegar is a natural antibacterial, too. So you're going to accomplish what you want to do, except not using bleach. So we should be thinking about cleaning our feeders and getting them all spring ready.
Definitely should be. And, you know, as you said, we try to do this more often when it's not, you know, winter time.
Yes.
So how often should we be cleaning our feeders going forward now that spring is around the corner?
I usually clean my feeders at the very least once a month, especially in the summertime, you know, outside, you know, it's nice and warm and stuff. Winter does get a little harder, but, you know, we get bad weather in the winter, so we need to at least be checking our feeders to make sure that moisture is not getting in the ports and clogging it, and at least trying to get in there and brush them out if you can't, you know, if you don't want to bring them inside and put them in your tub and wash them that way, you know, at least brushing them out and maybe wiping them down on the outside, something. But now that spring is coming, the better weather's coming, it's time for a real good cleaning on them.
Now, it's not just about cleaning the, you know, the feeders. What else can we be, at least, you know, thinking about cleaning or getting ready for spring?
Well, you know, I mean, birds are messy. So you got to think about raking up the area. You know, you've got no snow cover. Let's get out there with a rake. Rake up those the sunflower shells and throwing them away. Don't compost them. I had somebody ask me a few years ago if they can put the empty sunflower shells in their composting. And I actually had to look it up, and it is not recommended because sunflowers actually have this this enzyme that is a growth inhibiting enzyme. It's intended, you know, to keep competing plants from, you know, surrounding sunflowers. You know, so they kind of like have their own area. So they exude this growth inhibiting enzyme to prevent competing plants. So that's in the shell. So if you put that in your compost and then put it in your garden, you're actually your plants aren't going to thrive because it's of that growth inhibiting enzyme. So bag it up and just throw it away. Because if you notice underneath your feeder, the grass kind of dies off.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Why. So rake that up and throw it away.
That's a great tip right there because, you know, we're all talking about all the time getting, you know, reusing items, right? And getting them, you know, natural. But that's something to think about. Because I'll talk about on the air when something's diseased or something like that, don't use it in the compost. But I never thought of something along those lines. So that's a great tip to be thinking about this season.
Right. So, yeah, clean your feeders and clean the area. And now that, you know, we're thinking about migratory birds coming back, we got to think about our nesting boxes, and I hope everybody has at least one out. I have several, cleaning them out and getting them ready to host another family. And, you know, you open them. I like nesting boxes that are easily opened. You know, there's a lot of decorative ones out there that, you know, they're just decorative. They're not, to me, it's functional. Functional means being able to open up and clean it. So clean out all that old nesting material and throw it away. A lot of birds, you know, they do carry mites on them, and it's kind of natural. But those mites end up in the nesting material, and they really don't die off in the winter, especially since we've had such a mild winter. They multiply, and you can actually have an infested box with these mites that will have a detrimental effect on the health of any chicks. So clean that nesting material out, and then I spray the box out with a mixture of white vinegar and water and wipe it down. And then it's all nice and ready for them to set up a new nest.
Now, the nesting boxes out there, so many different styles like you mentioned. You know, you're looking more, a lot of them have that top that lifts, right? That's what we're... typical, it almost looks like a basic birdhouse is really what we're looking for.
Correct. And, you know, and have different size holes because different holes for different birds, you know, I mean, and that can really be beneficial. I mean, when you look at the bluebird population in the 70s took a real nosedive. And so in the early 80s, there was a concentrated effort to make what is called bluebird trails, where all these bluebird houses, nesting boxes were put out for them. And then there was a lot of public awareness. So even people started putting out, you know, nesting boxes for them. And we've had a nice resurgence of bluebirds because of that. So it does help them. And I mean, not all birds use nesting boxes, but let's help out the ones we do. Then you have the ones that build their own nests. So I put out nesting material for them, and that includes natural yarns, straw. Dog hair is actually a fabulous nesting material. It keeps them warm. If it gets wet, it dries easily. I do not recommend dryer lint. I've had people tell me that they take the lint from the dryer and put it out. I don't recommend it because people use fabric softening, and that chemical ends up in the lint, and that's not healthy for the baby birds.
Well, I want to touch base a little bit more on you know, the nesting boxes, so I know where to put them, etc. So we're going to do that on the other side of the break, and love the fact that I can use the dog hair that I have. I got tons of it. So let's talk some more on the other side of the break, because we want to attract the birds to our yard this year. We'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCN Life. Life.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're joined with CN from Wild Delight. You know, we were talking about nesting boxes for your birds. Now, I wanted to get into that a little bit more. We talked about what the style is, but I have questions about, you know, what to do with it. Because we want to bring the birds to the area. You brought up bluebirds. One of the reasons why I like bluebirds is they'll eat insects.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll take care of some of them in the area, so why wouldn't we want to have them, right?
Absolutely. So, they're a beneficial bird.
So let's get them to our yard. Now, is there a direction we should be facing the box, or is there something we should be doing?
Now, if you're focusing on bluebirds, their nesting boxes need to be at least 5 feet off the ground, and you should actually face them east to southeast. Most of your bad weather comes from the west and the north, so this helps protect the opening a bit. But within any nesting boxes, you want to have them higher up. So if you're nailing a nesting box on a tree, you know, on a tree trunk, you know, have it at least 5-6 feet up. And try and face it, you know, like I said, east to southeast.
Okay. Now, we can put this in a tree or a pole, right? We can do it multiple ways?
Correct. Correct. And it's good to have a different variety of different size holes for different birds. I mean, wrens, you need a smaller hole for them. Bluebirds, you need an inch to inch and a quarter for them. So have a different variety so you attract different birds.
Okay. Now, obviously, depending upon the bird, we're looking to put this in an area, a habitat, if you will, that has certain plants that, you know, that bird likes, right? That's what we're looking to do?
I mean, with some birds, you have your fruit-eating birds, like your bluebirds do eat fruit. So if you have some natural shrubbery around that bear fruit or some even, I hate to say this, weeds, there's one out there called I call it the pokeberry. Some people call it an inkberry, but it produces these chains of berries.
Yes.
That the bluebirds just love. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Exactly.
I don't know if that's the right terminology for it, but the bluebirds actually love that. You know, and then if you're focusing on bluebirds, they prefer, if you're going to feed them, they prefer like a platform feeder. And you can put your mealworms out there. And a lot of people don't realize that they'll actually eat deshelled sunflower. That's why we came up with a mix called Bugs and Berries. It's got deshelled sunflower, it's got raisins and cranberries, and it's got mealworms, soldier fly larvae, and darkling beetles. Yum, yum. They really love that. And it's, you know, and it's actually a good mix for a variety of birds. But, it, you know, a lot of people like to, you know, put a platform near where the bluebird boxes are and focus on them.
Awesome. Now, I just I'm on the website, and I noticed it's National Bird Feeding Month. February is.
Yes.
So that's exciting to get that out there. So we want to take care of our birds out there. Your website has tons of information, but I love where, you know, you can go to the different products and it'll show you all the birds that will feed and what's actually in there. You have some great products there, right?
Right. I mean, ingredients do matter. There's so many economical, I'll call them economical blends that are sold in like supermarkets that have, you know, corn, red Milo, you know, canola seeds. And I mean, there's just some weird things thrown into bird food, and they, you know, they bag it, they put a pretty bird on the outside and they sell it. And then the birds end up kicking most of it out because it's not what they're looking for. They need a high fat protein diet, and these ingredients just don't give it to them. So know what you're buying. And if you see birds are kicking it out, you should really think twice about what you're putting in your feeders. That they're getting rid of what they don't want, and it's just wasting it.
It definitely is. And, you know, you guys have such the perfect mix for each one, and there's so many. I definitely recommend going to the website at wilddelight.com.
Absolutely.
You even have the bird guide there. So much information on the website. I love it. So, Cian, thank you so much for joining us and giving us this information, because I'm ready to think spring, and I know you are as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and happy birding to everybody.
Thanks, you too. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break, but give us a call. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Chief Mark Esper in Munich, Germany, where they've met with the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to discuss a possible truce agreement between the U.S. and the Taliban. It could lead to the withdrawal of American troops from that nation, but Ghani has expressed some skepticism.
One, we must stop this war. Two, we must find a political solution to stop the war. The rest is a level of complexity and uncertainty.
Folks in Jackson, Mississippi are being told to find higher ground. The Pearl River that runs through the state capital has risen nearly 38 feet and is nearly 8 feet higher than flood stage. It's expected to crest today, and it's going to be entering some buildings in downtown Jackson. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has declared a state of emergency.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A couple guests the past hour here. We had Cianne from D&D Commodities. Great information to think spring and think about our birds coming back and what we can do to attract them. Doing it now and in the next couple weeks so we can get those birds to our house. There's some really good insect-eating birds to bring to the yard. Woodpeckers, bluebirds, orioles, sparrows, cardinals. Perfect to bring in. They'll take some of those insects around. And what can you do to make sure they're there? A lot of them have to do with the right nesting boxes for those areas. And we just touched base with that with CN. It's perfect. Definitely take a look online for your nesting boxes for the different styles of birds, what you're looking to do. And we talked a little bit about bluebirds, but the woodpeckers, you might think, well, I don't want to hear all the noise that they make. Well, they do have some good things. They're getting rid of, carpenter ants, borers, and other wood-boring pests. Your bluebirds will get, certain insects there. Orioles, they'll eat insects around their sparrows. They're going to be in a lot of the different areas. They'll, eat insects from plants and the ground. And then the cardinals, they're all over the place. But they'll show you, look it up, look for the bird that you're looking to do and the nesting box because it is important on how to get them into your yard and how they want to do it. Not all of them obviously need a nesting box. Some of them want to just do this on the trees, etc. But getting some of that material out there, CM brought up a great, great idea with using like dog hair. I know my dog, she's a hypoallergenic dog. Hypoallergenic is, real hair, and they're supposed to not shed so much. Okay, well, she didn't get the memo, because she sheds, but I love her, so I can't say too much. She sits with me while we do the show here. She's my sidekick, my co-host, if you will. But how cool is that, be able to use something that you just think is trash, bring it out there to use for the birds to have there? There are a number of other things. String, that you can put out there, newspaper, those types of things. We don't want to look at using, like, lint or the dryer sheets or anything like those, because they could have some of that spray chemicals on there. So one thing I do want to bring up when it comes to bringing birds to the yard in your different areas that you put the nesting boxes, the bird feeders, etc., you want to try to avoid the use of insecticides. You can use the organics, but going away from some of the insecticides because it could affect those birds in your area. So if you're looking to become, you know, a birder in the area, think about what you're putting down as well, okay? Now, before that, we talked with Victoria from Natural Alternative. Great information as always, but the awesome thing, free soil test. Okay, they're doing a free soil test again. They did it the past couple years. You go to their website, naturalalternative.com. When you go to their website on the bottom there, when you go to the all products, there's a spot that says soil test. Click on soil testing kit. Click on that. When you get to that, it'll pop up to order. You'll use the promotion code soil test, all one word. So soil test. On one word there, and they'll send you the bag that you need to test the soil, and you'll fill it up with the soil you need, send it away, and get it taken care of. This is so much information on there. Now, I talk about soil tests consistently, weekly, as much as possible, because I think it is so important. Now, this is a great way to do it, and you know, Victoria had made the comment, you know, see what's going on, what happened, is something bad with the soil and we want to fix it, right? Well, let's see what else you can do if something's good, right? Our friend Daryl had said to us, if it's good, test that as well so you know what's going on, what you can continue to do, right? We want to do that. So that's something to think about. Last week we talked with Daryl a little bit more about soil test kits, right? Not the kit, how to do the soil test. And something that I learned that I thought was awesome was taking the soil sample and then letting it dry for about 24 hours in the, you know, a 5-gallon bucket, so it's not as heavy when it ships, and you're getting a better consistency in the soil mixed together, and you can actually put a good quality sample in there. And I think it's awesome to be able to do that. I was I left the show last week, and I go to work like I normally do. And I was walking around the store talking to people here and there, and there's a woman who works for us by the name of Barb, and she said, I listened to the show yesterday, or this morning. I was like, okay, great, because she had just learned that I have the show. She's like, I learned about soil tests, and I'm telling everybody. I'm like, perfect. Out of everything I talked about, soil tests is what I want people to learn about because of how important they are. So it was awesome. I went in, I was like, I accomplished something today, which was even better, was she was telling everybody on how to do it and what to do, which is great. So, you know, we appreciate Daryl calling all the time, giving us some of this information, because it was perfect. I really, really enjoyed hearing that. So I wanted to bring that up, but our soil testing can be done for free this spring. It's a limited time offer, obviously, from Natural Alternative, but you can go to their website, naturalalternative.com, click on the soil test, use the promo code soil test, all one word, to get it taken care of. And they will take care of you that way. They'll send you so much information afterwards, and they want you to call them and talk to them about it and get that right information so the right product gets put down. Okay, it's phenomenal that this is even an opportunity for you. I would take it if I was anybody out there listening. It's free, right? If it's free, it's for me, but on a soil test, it's definitely for me. So these are things that you can talk with Victoria on the phone via email. You can even email me your soil tests if you want some information as well. You know, I'd love to be able to talk soil tests with some of you via email or even online, on the air. You know, send me the soil test, and then I can talk about it the next time. Love doing that stuff. I find it so important knowing what's going on underground so we can have a better above ground look to it. That's what we want, right? We want to have the success above ground versus, you know, and knowing that because we've had that success below ground in our soil. So think spring, and this is one of those ways you can do it. If you want that green lawn, you want to have the perfect garden, definitely look into it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we can talk a little bit about indoor plants. You know, the indoor plants that you have now, your house plants, some of the seeds that you've been starting, etc. We want to get those figured out, and you know, what can we be doing to take care of them? I know we can be looking at some of the fertilizers. Spoma has some great organic indoor liquid plant foods. Now give your plant a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Spoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's easy dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. A lot of these fertilizers that they have, you can be using on those house plants that you have now, your flowering plants, especially those orchids that are blooming. Maybe you got a nice orchid for your Valentine and it's flowering, so maybe get some of that as well. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Richard is in Canton, Massachusetts.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. I have three questions this morning,
sure,
if you have time.
Yep, we go right ahead.
The first one is, how soon can I start pruning and trimming some of the plants that I have in the yard? What I'm interested in is pruning some rhododendrons, a star magnolia, and I'd like to trim some hemlocks. Is it too early to start doing that, or do I need to wait until next month?
Well, so with your rhododendrons, I wouldn't touch those until after they flowered, unless they've just gotten too overgrown and you're not really going to be concerned with the flowers. Right, so all the buds are on the rhododendrons right now.
Exactly. I'm more concerned with trimming them to control them. I'm not so concerned with the flowers.
Okay.
But the amount that I have to take off is going to leave most of the flowers on it, so that's not a problem.
Okay. Well, you could start doing that this week if you wanted to, honestly.
Okay.
If you're not concerned about the flowers, you're not concerned about that, whereas it seems like you're looking to just thin it out, but control it a little bit more, you could definitely start doing that now. You know, the next few days is going to be warm, so it gives it, mm-hmm. So say you were to do it today, it gives it a few days to not just get that Arctic shock, right? We had that on Friday into Saturday, so
right.
You'd be fine with that one. The hemlock, I see no problem trimming that back at this point. You could wait a little bit of time, but I don't think that you're going to have to wait on it. Depending upon how extreme you want to do it, are you looking just to shape it or?
No, actually, it would be just a light trim to shape it.
Okay, yeah, you could definitely start working on that at this point. And then, as far as the star magnolia, you could actually do it in February. So we're in the perfect time to be doing it. So really all three you could do right now.
I have a Coosa dogwood also that really needs, I need to make a couple of cuts just to clear out some branches that are kind of going off in the wrong direction.
No, definitely not. So when it comes to a lot of trees that lose their leaves, you know, the example, like the star magnolia can be bush form to tree form, but the Coosa dogwood as well, they don't have the leaves, so you can kind of see those cross branches. You can kind of see the branches that you don't want to be there, and so you can actually, it's easier to cut them. A lot of arborists will do that this time of year because they can go through a tree a little bit easier and see what's going on and, you know, not fall or trip or something or cut the right spots. Okay, so
sure.
I definitely see it being a good time to be doing this for you, especially with all of them the way you're looking to do. Now, okay. I know you have a couple... You have a couple other questions. I'm going to go to break, so I want you to hang tight for me. When we get back, we'll answer those, all right? We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Richard in regards to pruning some certain plants, but I know he has a couple other questions. So, Richard, what are those other questions we can help you with today?
The other question that I have is I have a hydrangea that my wife picked up from one of the large box stores, and it's in a good-sized pot. The pot's probably a foot wide, a foot square, and probably 18 inches deep. I'd like to and it's done well. I've overwintered it a couple of times, and it's done quite well. But it's getting to the point where I either needed to repot it. But what I'd like to do is move it outside and just plant it out in the flower garden. I didn't know if there were differences in the types of hydrangeas, some of which can be planted outside and some of which cannot. I'm not sure what type of hydrangea it is. I know it's not a lace cap.
Okay.
It looks more like a standard hydrangea. Like the flower on it looks more like a endless summer flower. But I don't know if that's the type of plant that it is.
Okay. Now, so a couple questions. What time of year did she get the hydrangea?
My recollection, it's a couple of years now, my recollection that it was, you know, in the spring, late spring.
So would you say, the reason why I'm asking is there are some types of flowering hydrangeas that come out right around Easter. And then there are some that, you know, are all throughout. Would you say
it would have been after Easter. That would
have been perfect. So the ones at Easter, sometimes when you put them outside to bloom, they won't rebloom or they won't really do what you're looking for. So it seems like the one you have is one of those that you can keep, you can put outside and have it blossom out there, have it grow into the areas that you're looking to do. So what I would suggest doing this spring is slowly bringing it out as the temperatures start to warm up a little bit. I wouldn't do it right now because I think we still have some cold temperatures that could arrive soon. What I would look for you to do is end of March-ish, start to bring the plant out during the day and get it used to the temperatures that are outside, bringing it in at night, and then slowly leaving it out a little bit longer each day. What you're doing is you're hardening that plant off to the air that's out there. If you're saying, well, maybe that's a little bit too much and I don't have enough time to really do that, once outside starts to warm up, you can get it in the ground. It'll have all season to start to develop its roots, etc. So you can plant it out there. A lot of times with something that has a little bit more that looks like an endless summer, I like to plant them with a little bit more, not in full sun. I'd want to have a little bit of shade. Reason being is it'll cool them off a little bit. You won't have as much watering to do, and they'll actually survive a little bit better for you, that I've noticed. So I definitely think you can get it out there without a problem.
Okay. The last question that I have relates to plants that I'm overwintering in the garage.
Okay.
I dug up a number of geraniums and overwintered them. I've done that in the past, and it's worked well. My question is, at what point can I start giving them a light fertilizer to get them ready for a spring planting?
So I'd wait a little bit of a time. You said they're in the garage?
Yes.
Okay, so I'd wait until you're about a couple weeks before you're going to put them outside. Reason being is you don't want to push them too much and then not put them outside so they're you're feeding them and they're looking for more sun and more water and more light, everything, right? You don't want to push it too early. So when you're thinking you're about 2 weeks away from getting your plants outside, that's when I would start to feed them a little bit, get them watered, cleaned up, and ready to go for the season.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Richard, good luck and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few. Answer more of your questions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.